This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Imagine if a pack of chips or your favorite soft drink came with a red warning label up front, just like what cigarette packets have. Only in the case of foods, the labels would list high fats, sugar, and salt. Would you still buy them?
Startling new insight into the addictive power of sugary, salty, and fatty foods. Would you believe doctors have found that cravings for junk food may be as strong as an addiction to heroin or cocaine?
A recent study by research firm Mettel shows that as many as 64% of Indian consumers think it's healthier to snack throughout the day rather than eating regular meals. And 7 in 10 consumers say taste is more important than how healthy the snack is. The pandemic has only made more consumers binge on ready-to-eat snacks. Will mentioning the contents upfront on packs impact consumption among those addicted to junk foods? For this episode, we did a small social media survey among 200 to 300 youngsters aged anywhere between 25 to 30 years. And interestingly, around 52% of them said they will not even buy the snack if there is a warning on pack front. For some, though, this may not change. We spoke to a few of them who picked up the habit of snacking during the pandemic, and here's what they think.
For a lot of working parents, it's very easy to go across the counter and pick up what is available, which is unfortunate, but yes, that is the case. So if something was really very prominently mentioned, what kind of content does it really have? What is the trans fat content? It would be easy for me to convince my child that, okay, this is not something which is good for you. You can see, you know, the red alert mark on it, and that would probably make it easier for us to convince her.
With lockdown, being at home all the time, not being able to cook because of, concentrating on work much more, I started ordering unwanted stuff that I had never eaten because I wanted to just cheer my taste buds. So that's when I got a lot of junk food and I started eating a lot of chips and chocolates and snacks. But one thing that I didn't know about was, in clear that, these junk foods will have a side effect to me. So I frequently started getting cold and headaches. So I figured out that it was my eating habits. So maybe in case if any of these packets had a warning stating that, consuming this would make you, have a high sugar level and things like that, it would help us a lot.
In my opinion, labeling isn't going to change consumption patterns. Take the example of alcohol and cigarette. Right, cigarette packets are the most graphic in the country. The alcohol labels say that drinking is injurious to health or drinking is hazardous to health. That still doesn't people from queuing up outside liquor vents. So regardless of what the labeling is on fast-moving consumer goods or any consumer goods for that matter, people are going to find a way to consume it. Brands are going to find a way into your kitchen. It's as simple as that.
To bring in strong warning signals for high sugar, salt, and fat content through front-of-pack labeling, or FOPL in India, has been a long-time debate. It's been 7 years since the issue was first red flagged. However, there has been no final outcome yet. As we enter the National Nutrition Week this September, we decided to bring to you the significance of the debate around front-of-pack labeling. Are companies against this move as they believe this could impact their market share? Or could this be a great USP for them? How are some other countries like Australia or Chile, which have successfully adapted the change, dealing with this? And most importantly, where does India stand today? Let's find out. I'm your host, Ratna Bhushan, and you are listening to The Morning Brief. We all have seen several ads mentioning contents loud and clear.
Introducing Coca-Cola Zero Sugar with new improved taste. Tastes more like Coke. Looks more like Coke. Taste the feeling. in nourishment mein I never compromise. Kellogg's Cornflakes ka nashta with Ayan Shakti. Minto mein khao, 3 ghanton baad bhi energy pao. Subah ke nourishment mein no compromise. Kellogg's.
We have Ashim Sanyal, Chief Operating Officer of Consumer Voice, a voluntary advocacy group. Ashim, some amount of ingredient labeling already exists on the back of packs. So why put it up front?
The details that are available right now in the back of pack is not at all meant for consumers, which is cluttered, which has got a huge amount of information which the consumer doesn't require. There's no information about ingredients in the front of label. And this gave birth to the new concept of front of pack labeling, which indicates that what is important in terms of healthy food should be labeled properly for the consumer to see at a glance.
Ashim told me that the back of pack label contents exist for the sake of complying with regulatory norms, which is too complicated for most consumers to comprehend in the first place. And the ads, well, they only specify healthy ingredients. The first front of pack label introduced for differentiating vegetarian and non-vegetarian contents itself took a lot of time for consumers to get used to.
In fact, late 90s and early 2000s, and that was the red and the green dot identifying veg and non-veg food. It took a number of years to actually catch the attention of the consumers, and also a number of campaigns by Ministry of Consumer Affairs to basically tell consumer that these are the symbols which you must recognize in case you are a vegetarian, you choose green. In case you are a non-vegetarian, you choose red. So the consumers become conscious once the story is told very clearly to them. Introducing a label is only one small part of the job. In fact, the major jobs being actually determining the nutritional profiling thresholds.
The front of pack labeling, or FOPL, has been a 7-year long debate. The first set of draft proposals met with high resistance from processed food companies. This is because the previous draft proposals recommended bringing in WHO guidelines, which are very different from Indian standards. Indian companies wanted different sets of guidelines to suit Indian diets. Since then, the proposals have been in consultation stage. But why has it taken it so long to get them implemented?
There are only about 10 countries which have mandatory front of pack labeling. And all the other countries either don't have any format or they have formats which are voluntary, which are also undergoing change. So it's a huge intervention to have a front of pack labeling system, and it does take time. So all over the world, the trend has been to go for maximum 2 to 6 categories. And in keeping with that, we are now planning to come out with a simpler version in which there'll be very few categories. It'll be very clear. It'll be available on an absolute scale. But because it is a huge intervention, these things do take time.
That's Arun Singhal, Chief Executive Officer of the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or the FSSAI. Singhal told me that India is presently in the consultation stage and that the draft regulation will be on the table in the next 4 to 6 months. But this isn't a simple process.
During the consultation, it was felt that an extensive survey is required to understand consumer preferences before we go for any particular format. So accordingly, we have awarded a study to IIM Ahmedabad, and we expect the report to come in 4 to 5 months. As I said, 18,000 people have to be interviewed. We have the threat of the third wave of COVID-19 pandemic looming. So all kinds of things can go wrong. So I'm saying if all goes well, maybe in 6 months we can come out with a draft regulation. From the draft stage to the final stage, it does normally take 6 months or so. So it may add 6 more months.
Previously, the proposals included setting thresholds based on WHO norms, red and green labels for safe and unsafe food, and replacing texts with pictorial presentations. Now, however, there could be a complete transformation.
At present, we are looking at 5 options. They will be shown to different consumers. It will be monochrome GDA, which has no colors at all, or a multiple traffic light kind of system in which green, amber, or red marks might be there. There's a system of warning signs, which is practiced in Chile and Latin American countries. There'll be something like Nutri-Score, which is used in Europe. And there'll be something called Health Star ratings, which are used in Australia and New Zealand. So these kinds of FOPs would be shown to consumers and then come out with what is the best possible format. I'm sure it'll be quite different from the one we came out with earlier.
While changing the packaging seems simple, for companies, this could mean incurring additional costs, since all existing packaging would have to be redone with sweeping changes. We spoke with Vinita Bali, a packaged food industry stalwart who radically transformed Britannia into a committed nutrition-centric company.
We've got so much of inventory of packaging material that has already been ordered. We have to work our way through that. And, you know, when we reorder fresh packaging material, we will be able to do it. I mean, it's an important operational detail. When you think about the large number of SKUs that companies have to handle, the sublime version of that is, what exactly do we communicate front of pack? Do we only communicate the negatives? Or in addition to the negatives, we also communicate the positives. There is a lot of information that all packs carry. Most consumers look at it and it's mumbo jumbo. It doesn't really make any sense. So the issue is less to do with front of pack or back of pack, though I do see a merit in front of pack. The bigger issue is, what do we put there? What makes sense? What is relevant? And how does the consumer then easily and simply decode that when we do it, we must give the consumer better and more simple information, which is easy to decode. But that requires a lot of work.
Apart from the fact that the whole process is extremely complex, changing the packaging could also mean that companies risk witnessing a decline in market share, and they may have to entirely reformulate their products.
One of the reasons the corporate world is a little shaken with front of pack labeling is because it will determine 3 facts, and that is sugar level, the sodium level or the salt level, and the saturated fat level. So why the industry is bothered is, once the threshold levels are determined for sugar, salt and fat, it will change the entire composition of the food which is available, which actually is very high on sugar, sodium and saturated fat. So they have to reformulate their products, which means what you are having as a chocolate or an ice cream will undergo a lot of reformulation or maybe withdrawn from the market because they will not meet the standards. And just to give an example, the colas available are sweetened beverages. They can't be reformulated if you take out sugar out of them. They'll go probably out of the market or will carry the warning signal.
That sounds like a big dent on the company's books, right? But Vinita says that however challenging it may seem, companies will ultimately have to do it. And even though it might impact them in the short run, it will only improve their brand value in the long term.
It was a study that was done over a period of 16 or 17 years, which looked at front of pack labeling and whether it improved nutrition. What they found was that 2 things happened. Consumers altered their behavior with this information. Interestingly, in the case of several of these companies, over a period of time, they reformulated the products, as a result of which the number of calories came down by 12 and 13%, sugar levels came down, sodium came down, etc. I think the bigger point in this is that consumers want more information to direct our choices. When companies give us that information, which is simple to understand, we re-evaluate our choice. And I think it is the right thing to do.
In order to fast-track the process, FSSAI has been conducting several consultations with all stakeholders, including companies, to help resolve possible issues.
We had consultations with all stakeholders. The industry was there, consumer groups were there. And there was agreement on all aspects. All the contentious issues have been sorted out. There is consensus on all of them.
As Vinita puts it, it is the right thing to do. But does it really impact the way we buy our products? I mean, we have all seen the biggest possible warning in front of a cigarette pack, haven't we?
खुशी कौन नहीं चाहता लेकिन किस कीमत पर धूम्रपान आपके लिए हानिकारक है धूम्रपान पड़ेगा महंगा
So why bring these changes in the first place?
So the entire exercise of FOPL is to basically have the consumer as a stakeholder in decision making for choosing healthy foods. That's a clear mandate by UN, by WHO. They have recommended very, very clearly that consumers should become a stakeholder because non-communicable diseases, which now occupy over 67% of the disease burden globally and in India, basically has to be controlled at all levels, not only government interventions, but also consumer interventions. So the consumer must recognize the fact that a product is healthy and therefore I should consume it, or basically decide to consume something which is unhealthy, but consume it moderately. So the decision making is now being equally distributed between the consumer and the regulator or the companies. All three together become the stakeholders.
And in fact, including warning signs on food packets has had an impact and helped transform consumer behavior in many other countries.
Surveys have indicated that there has been improvement in the eating habits. The consumption of undesirable amounts of salt, sugar and fat has come down. So there has been improvement in the eating habits. There has been reformulation of products in almost every country where FOPLs have been used. We hope to see that in India also.
Just recently, soccer legend Cristiano Ronaldo sparked a global controversy when he talked about how upset he is that his son drinks sodas.
I'm hard with him sometimes because he drinks Coca-Cola and Fanta sometimes and I'm pissed with him. I'm fight with him, and when he chips and fries and everything, you know, I don't like it. Even my small kids, when they eat chocolates, they always look to me and, you know, we have to be strong.
While accepting the changes, even among consumers, could take time, experts believe FOPL will have an impact on the way we snack going forward.
We believe as consumer organizations that consumers will surely pick up what other countries have done so. And the South American countries are no better than India in terms of their economic progress or so-called literacy rates. If they have been able to pick up, as studies do point out, then I'm sure that India will definitely pick up. Yes, it's going to take time. And I said, this is a small component of an overall policy for food safety.
Front of pack labeling, a powerful and simple tool helping to rein in consumption of excess sugar, salt, and fat, may finally see the light of day in India. As the government and industry work towards unraveling the fine print of what could be the most defining transformation in food packaging, it is India's 1 billion plus population that ultimately stands to benefit.
You know, in a consumer democracy, all of us vote with our money. We decide which brand to buy and which brand not to buy. And increasingly, what social media is also allowing us to do is making comparisons easier. So I do believe that this, what I would call creative tension between what companies want to do and what consumers want to buy, is a good thing. It is a good thing because consumers are making additional demands on companies, and companies have to be responsive.
Thank you, Vinita, Arun and Ashim. I'm Ratna Bhushan and you've been listening to The Morning Brief. This episode was edited and coordinated by Bhavya Dilip Kumar. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. Do send in your feedback to themorningbrief@timesgroup.com and share the episode on your social media networks. The Morning Brief is every Tuesday, Thursday and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a nice day ahead. All external sound clips in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits mentioned in the description box.